Hello and welcome to the More Confidence with Luna Gaia podcast. I am your host, Lunaria Gaia, and here we talk all things body image, self-esteem, your thinking and your mind. How do you connect true to you in every part of who you are? I want you to know that all of you is welcome. So sit back and relax and listen to today's episode. Sending you love. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the More Confidence with Luna Gaia podcast. Here I am, Luna Gaia, doing my thing, speaker, confidence coach, author. Really, when it comes down to it, if you're new to this podcast, I am here on a mission to revolutionize the way women and girls across the world see themselves and their bodies, so that you can stop hiding, stop getting in your way, and actually give to the world your unique talents and gifts. That is my mission here. Because I used to hate myself, because I held myself back. I've been on countless amount of diets, everything that I could possibly do to be able to get away from myself and hide who I was, I've done. And really, at the end of the day, I was just denying myself and the world of my beauty and my grace. As are you, right? You have your own unique beauty and grace. You don't need to be like me or like anybody else out there in the world. Who you are is beautiful. It's perfect. It is well and truly enough. And here on this podcast, that is what I'm passionate about teaching you. And I think that on today's episode is really, really pertinent to that very topic here. We're on to episode 142. And this, I'm gonna read you a poem in a moment, or a piece by a Sufi poet called Kahil Gibran. You may have heard of him. He wrote a book called It'll come back. The prophet. There you go. It came. Because there on this episode 142, we have a fear of being our greater selves. We have a fear of becoming everything that we have wanted to become, right? I know that we have a fear of failure, and that's another episode in and of itself. But today I want to talk about the fear of success. I want to talk about who we have to let go of in the process of becoming the true self, the true version of us. Because that's kind of the darker side of success that people don't necessarily talk about. And I'm not talking about success necessarily just financially or physically or, you know, being celebrated or anything like that. I just mean whatever success means to you. I actually just mean being your true self, speaking your truth, having your opinions, being okay with not being liked by everybody because you like yourself. That's the real crux of this, that we fear it. Let me read you this because I think that it speaks so powerfully. This is Kahil Gibran on fear. It is said that before entering the sea, a river trembles with fear. She looks back at the path she has traveled from the peaks of the mountains, the long winding roads crossing forests and villages. And in front of her, she sees an ocean so vast that to enter, there seems nothing more than to disappear forever. But there is no other way. The river cannot go back. Nobody can go back. To go back is impossible in existence. The river needs to take the risk of entering the ocean, because only then will fear disappear. Because that's where the river will know it's not about disappearing into the ocean, but of becoming the ocean. Oh, mic drop. Clonk. Reading that, maybe you need to press pause and skip back and hear that again. The river trembles before entering the sea. How often do you feel like that? How often do you feel like you're on the precipice of something great, on the next breakthrough, the next level of your greatness, on your growth, on your path? Whether or not that feels like you're moving from tiny to small, whether or not that feels you're moving from great to greater, whether you feel like you are already on the Earth's atmosphere and then you're moving into outer space. Doesn't matter where you're moving from and to, but rather that feeling of what happens when we have to leave the old world behind. That's what it's about, right? You have to let go. In order for you to get to the next level of where you're going in your life, in your evolution, in your confidence, in your self-love, in the belief in yourself, in the success that you want to have in your life, and the dreams that you want to go after. What's required of you is that a piece of you needs to die. It's hectic, right? And really uncomfortable. So if you're still here listening, I say kudos to you. Thank you. Thank you for being here. I know you could be doing other stuff with your time. But I know that if you are here listening, it's because you have a yearning inside of you for something more. You know that you can be greater than what you're living right now. You feel the potential of you inside of you. It doesn't mean you have to go change the world. Maybe you want to, but I don't even mean that. I mean just living authentically, living true to you rather than hiding. Maybe you hide in the clothes that you wear. Maybe you hide behind different personalities. Maybe you hide behind, hi, yeah, I'm great. Fake it till you make it. However you hide, I see you. And I want you to know that as you traverse into the level of becoming yourself, it is totally reasonable to be scared. I feel it too. Please don't ever look at me and what I do and what I put out into the world and think that I don't get afraid, that I don't have moments where I'm like, oh my God, can I do that? Where there's no levels of imposter syndrome. It's not true because I'm human. And if anybody is out there, by the way, if you're following any coaches or gurus or anything like that, and they're painting a picture that says that they don't have any of that kind of stuff, I highly, highly recommend that you find someone else to follow. I really do. Because all they're doing is creating a false economy for you. All that's happening is you are believing that they are somehow superhuman and that you are inadequate as a result of it. It's just not true. Everybody has fearful moments. Imagine what it must have been like, and I've never even thought about this, but it's coming to me right now. Can you imagine what it must have been like for a president, right? Been working, like Barack Obama has been working his butt off in politics. He's pretty well rehearsed at this, right? By the time he gets to president, he's been on campaigns, he's been in media, everybody knows his names, he does speeches, he does all the things, been in politics for a long time by the time he gets inaugurated as the president of the United States. Can you imagine that moment where you're like, holy smokes, I'm the president of the United States. Like, I did it. I got here. Can you imagine that level of like, am I up for the task? Like, I know I've been moving towards this. I wanted this. This is what I'm aiming for. But can I do it? It's a pretty big responsibility, right? There's going to be haters. There's going to be lovers. He's the first Black American president in the history of the world. He's got a lot of pressure on his shoulders. Now, I know, presumably, if you are listening, Barack, hello. Presumably, none of us are going for president anytime soon. But maybe we're going for class president at school. Maybe we've just decided to take a promotion at work. Maybe we're thinking about changing careers and we don't know whether or not we're enough for it. All of it's relative. Every single time we up level in our life, it requires a new version of us to step up to the plate, which also means that it takes an old version of us to fade away. We take the tools, we take the lessons, we take the learnings from the previous levels, but we can't take our old versions with us. The river can't keep being the river in order to become the ocean. She must surrender to becoming the bigger thing, which means losing her identity as the river, right? She loses her identity as the river in order to become the vastness of the ocean. Because I asked myself the question just the other day, and I feel like we all of us have parts in our life where we're on the precipice. And right now in my life, I feel like I'm on the precipice. I've been moving towards building my business in a way that I haven't ever done before, scaling it, building my profile even bigger, all that kind of stuff so that I can make a big impact on the world. And I've been really conscious of who I need to become in order to do that, which is what I do in my life. I highly recommend that everybody does that. When you're thinking about the next level of where you want to go in your life, you think about who you need to become, not just what you need to do, because the doing comes from the being. Who do I need to be? What do I need to believe about myself? All of those questions. But also, the question that came to me is, what am I afraid of? What am I afraid of at that next level? And what came to me as I self-coached myself in the car, and I do this all the time, by the way, I'm constantly talking to myself. I live alone. I have lots of beautiful friends and lots of loved ones around me, but I do spend a fair bit of quality time on my own. So when I'm in the car, or maybe I'm walking on the beach, I'll have conversations with myself and my higher self. I call it God, I call it consciousness, I call it universe. But I was tuning into myself and having a conversation about who I needed to become and what I was afraid of. And what came through to me was that I was afraid of losing myself. I was afraid that if my profile explodes, then I'm not going to be true to me anymore. And what was really interesting is two things came up from that. First one is I get to choose how I am. I get to choose who I become. I get to decide to continue to be real. I get to choose to be authentic. I still get to be my me, no matter what happens in circumstances outside of me. But the second point was even more profound here. And I really want you to take this home. I was afraid of losing myself, just like the river, right? I was afraid that as I move into this next chapter of my life, that maybe I have to lose parts of me. I have to lose myself. And in a lot of ways, it's true. I do. The version of myself that plays a smaller game, the version of myself that doesn't have the level of responsibility, the version of myself that was playing at that level, not necessarily holding myself back, but just only being able to see the scope at this level. That version of me needs to give way to the bigger version of me, to the next version of me. Isn't that true for you in your life right now? What version of you needs to be let go of so the new version of you can come through? It's a pretty powerful question. I recommend you writing it down. What version of you needs to give way so the newest version of you can come through? Maybe it's the fearful version. Maybe it's the wanting to stay relatable. Maybe it's the version of you that thinks that they're not good enough in some way, shape, or form. Maybe it's imposter syndrome. Maybe it's the one who doesn't want the responsibility. Maybe there's a carefree, I still want to be in my 20s kind of vibe version of you that you need to let go of. Maybe there's a victim mentality that you have of like, no, the world shat on me, so I need to hold on to that. Maybe you need to let go of the story that says, I am this, or I was this, or I was raised this way. Because very often we get attached to the stories. We're attached to the stories that made us to this point. And it's beautiful and it's wonderful. And all the versions of you that got you here, you can be proud of. We're not letting them go because they're wrong, or because they're bad, or because they're shameful. We're letting them go in the same way that the toddler gives way to the child, and the child gives way to the teen, and the teen gives way to the adult. And we see that progression really clearly. You are no longer the child. The child doesn't exist anymore. In a lot of ways, that child left so you could become the adult that you are. And we see that really clearly through those first 15 to 25 years of our growth. We notice it really clearly. What we forget is that the 25-year-old version needs to give way to the 30-year-old version, needs to give way to the 35 and the 40-year-old. If you're a parent, you would have noticed that your single non-parent life version of you had to die in order for the parent in you to grow. That's how that rolls. Each version of us fades away. And yes, we take the parts of that version of us with us, parts of that, the lessons, but we stop becoming that. We're not that version anymore. Once you're an adult, you don't get to be back there being a child. You can bring your childlike qualities of curiosity and wonder and awe and fun and play, but you're not seven anymore. And very often we need to let go of those versions of ourselves. Very often in my coaching, I can tell physically by looking at someone at what age they energetically are holding on to. Are they fully into that age that they are right now? Or are they, through their characteristics, through the way that they're holding themselves, through the way that their mannerisms and the way that they speak, how old are they? Have you ever had that sometimes that you feel like you're talking to a 13-year-old, but you're really talking to a 40-year-old? Yeah, because whatever version of that person's coming through in that moment, usually when we're triggered, that's the version that we need to go back to, have some conversations with, forgive and let go. There is a version of you that you are holding on to that it's time to say goodbye to make peace with and to love and to nurture and say, you know what, thank you for serving me. Thank you for being here. Thank you for bringing me to this moment. That's really what it takes. We have to let go of who we were. And honestly, that's what makes it so scary because we have to step into the unknown. Think about a video game. Now, I had a meeting this morning. I had an interview this morning with a local newspaper about my story and my book and all that kind of jazz. And I realized how, quote, old I am. Now, I say quote because I appreciate I'm only 39, but it's hilarious because he's under 30. He's under 30, and we're only like maybe 10, 15 years difference. But the difference in the way that I was raised compared to how he was raised, the world was drastically different in the sense that I didn't grow up with the internet. There was no such thing as the internet cruising around the way that it is now. We just didn't have it. It's not the way that the world worked back then. And I was kind of relating the tale about who we need to become and then to stepping into the unknown. And I relate to you now like a video game. So the video game references that I have are like Donkey Kong Country, we have Mario Kart. They're the games that I loved to play when I was a teenager. So they're on the Nintendo 64. Anyone over the age of 30, maybe 35, I see them going, yep, I understand exactly what you're saying. Millennials, maybe even Gen Xers, are knowing exactly what I'm talking about. Whatever platform you played on, even if you don't play video game, you'll understand this. When you're on a kind of adventure game, you will play levels, right? And as you're moving through the levels, you have to do certain things. Like, you know, you have to collect something, you have to fight the enemy, you have to find your way through the levels. Whether or not you play video games now and it's Call of Duty or whatever kind of game that they have now, Fortnite, you are moving through the game of that level. And in that level, there are certain parameters that have been coded into that level, right? You know that there's an end game to that level. You know that you have to work towards. And in Donkey Kong Country, for example, as you moved through the world of that level, right, you had little micro things, and you go up. You're on this map, right, and you go up and you do that level. Like, so, you do that world, you do that world, and each little segment you move up until you hit a big boss, right? There's this big fight at the end of each level that you have to overcome. And you have to bring all of your skills, you have to bring all of your talent and your knowledge and everything that you've collected in every single little world along the way to that big level to fight the big boss. And back in the day, I would spend hours, if not days or weeks, attempting to beat the big boss. And then one day, I freaking did it. One day, I figured out how many times I had to hit that giant beaver in what spot and figured out how many lives I had to have. I figured it out. And I attempted it and I did it. Yay, celebrations. It's amazing. I'm amazing. It's so beautiful. Then what happens? You start at the beginning of the next level and effectively do it all over again, harder. And you'll go through till you get to a big boss that's really hard again. Until you do that through every single level of the game until you get to the end. This, my friends, is life. We walk into the unknown. We reach the new level with the tools that we have, but we're still walking into unknown territory. We still don't know what's there. We're still going to have to learn new skills. The only way for us to progress is to let go of who we were. If we stay in that old level, if I just keep playing the level again and again and again, I'm going to get bored. And boredom is the precursor to depression, right? Because progress is happiness. When we are moving forward and we feel like we are moving purposely towards something, we feel content within our beings. We have to keep progressing in order to feel like life is meaningful. Otherwise, it just feels boring, monotonous, and like we're stuck. So, in order for us to get to the next level, we have to say goodbye to the old one. We take the lessons with us, we take the tools with us. What ends up happening is that in that new world, even though it's scary, even though we don't necessarily know what's to come, what we can rely upon is the fact that it's new. And everything that's new in the beginning can be scary. But soon you'll be there, you'll cruise around the new world, you'll get to know yourself at that level, you'll meet new people and new friends and develop new skills. And before you know it, this thing that was once scary and amazing and oh my God, I can't do it, now just becomes your new norm. Like Barack Obama, a week in, 4 weeks in, a year in, I don't know how long it takes him. He settles into the role of the president, and people call him Mr. President. It's not so weird anymore, right? It just is. We've all done this in every single stage in our life. I've never been married, but I have changed my name. And so when you might be get called, like Mrs. Smith, and you're like, oh my God, I am a Mrs. B, I'm Mrs. Smith. And there's a new identity that you're trying on. Maybe you've got a promotion at work and you went from being supervisor to manager, or now you're the director. Now you're the head of sales. Now you're the COO. Maybe you're now business owner. Whatever new level we go to, there's a new kind of like we wake up in the new world going, okay, is anybody going to freak out? Am I going to freak out? Are people going to notice that I don't belong here? But then after a while, you start to find your feet. There's actually a beautiful little book that comes to mind called 12 Life Lessons I Learned from My Garden. Beautiful little book. I couldn't tell you who wrote it, but Google it. 12 Life Lessons I Learned from My Garden. And one of the most beautiful lessons that I take away from that book is she talks about how when you repot a plant, so just so the plant's getting to a point where it's too big for the pot. Right? It needs a new one. Its roots are like tied in there. It's like bursting. It's trying to get out. It is feeling like it's too big for where it is right now. And so you repot it. You take it out from where it is. You pull out the roots. You disturb it from where it is and you put it in the ground or you put it in a bigger pot. And she said that time after time, she noticed that the plants, for the first week or so, would struggle. They would suffer. They would kind of wilt and like be kind of wilty. She thought that she killed them. What did I do wrong? This is awful. And after about a week, a couple of weeks went down, it started to flourish. This plant needed time to adjust into the new environment. And once it found its roots, think about the language that we use here. Once it found its roots, it was able to flourish. So my sisters, my brothers, my others, know that when you're being replanted into the next stage of your life, it's okay to be a bit wobbly. It's okay to feel like, I don't know if I belong here. I don't know if it's okay for me to be here. All that it's saying when you're feeling that level of discomfort is that you've up-leveled. You're in the new world. Welcome. Welcome to the new world that you've done. It's going to be scary. There's going to be a period of adjustment. And soon you will find your feet, you'll find your roots. And you will start to flourish. Trust the process of that because we didn't come here to play small. We didn't come here to hide. We didn't come here to hold ourselves back or limit ourselves. Whatever the thing is inside of your heart that wants to come out, I don't know personally what that is for you, but there is something, right? There is something deep within your heart that is calling you. Whatever that thing happens to be, it's time that it came out. And you only are able to do that by deciding to play a bigger game. You decide that you're not going to hide anymore. You decide that you're not going to limit yourself anymore. You decide that you're going to become the person that you need to become. That's what it takes, is making a decision. It's brave. It takes courage and strength and vulnerability. It takes the willingness to fall on your face because, let's face it, when we go out into the new world with an unfamiliar thing, it's pretty likely that we might fall on our face. I was sharing with you all in last week's episode about my 1,000-day streak, my 1,000-day streak on Duolingo, our language learning app. I'm learning to speak Spanish. And, I get scared, probably less so these days because I've been falling on my face in the new world a bit more. But I find myself getting a little bit scared to speak Spanish because I have to be in the new world and I have to be the beginner and I have to not know what I'm doing and I have to stuff up and stumble. But recently, while I was in Japan, I met a group of people. I could hear they were behind me in a line. I could hear they were speaking Spanish. Couldn't understand everything that they were saying because they speak quite fast. But I was like, I just want to practice. So I just, in Spanish, asked the gentleman next to me where he was from. And sparked a conversation. And I fumbled and I stumbled and I was a beginner. And, I could hold the conversation and I spoke in Spanish for 10 or 15 minutes, 20 minutes. And I was super proud of myself that I did it. It was scary. It takes courage. It takes vulnerability. It takes strength to go do that. But as a result, my Spanish got better. And I built a connection with someone in Mexico as well that I'd be able to go visit and have accommodation. So, going out into the new world and doing the scary thing, although it's scary, to become the next version of us, to step into our greatness. As Cahil Gibran had said in that poem, that beautiful piece, there is no going back. We don't go back. That's the reality. There is no going back. And like I said in last week's episode as well, consistency is everything. You don't have to go change the world. You don't have to go do big things right now. All you need to do right now is take some baby steps in the direction of your dreams. Move forward. Think to yourself, what's the next obvious step? And go ahead and do that. Because the world is preparing you for everything that you've asked to have in your life. You need to become. Say you've got a big dream, you need to become that in order to have it. So just keep walking in the direction of your dreams. You can't go back anyway. Go to the next level, know that you're going to be okay. Trust that all is well because it is, and you've got this, and I believe in you. At the very least, I believe in you. I know that I don't necessarily know you personally. Perhaps I do. Maybe you're part of the Magnetic Confidence community on Facebook. Maybe you've worked with me one-on-one or in one of my courses. Maybe you're hanging out with me right now and Claim Your Confidence. I don't know. But whatever it is, I know that there is something within inside of you, and I can believe in that because I believe that we share a connection, our heartbeat. I know your soul, and your soul wants more because that's what you came here to do. I love it. Thank you for being here today. If you haven't already joined the Magnetic Confidence Community Group on Facebook, please do. I'm going to put the link in the show notes for you. Come join. You can hang out with us. There is beautiful opportunities. I hang out there, provide lots of value. It's a community that comes together to be able to support in your confidence journey, in your self-love journey, to lift each other up, to help each other out. I'm in there a lot giving, advice, and I run all my free challenges from there as well. So if you are curious, go ahead and click the link in my show notes to join the community. I'd love to have you there. You're beautiful. And go ahead and share this with someone who you think needs to hear it. Download it, hit the like, the subscribe, the follow button, whatever the buttons you need to press with all the things, go ahead and do that now. You know what to do. Leave a review for me. That would be fantastic. I would love that. So this comes out to more people. That's the reality. That's the reality that for me, I know that this kind of content and what I share with the world has come through me for a good reason to be able to share it with the world so that you can be a happier, more confident version of you living your truth. And the world would be a better place if we all had that. So share the love, my loves. Until next time, thank you for being here as always. Happy self-loving. See ya.
Thank you so much for listening to the More Confidence with Luna Gaia podcast. I hope you feel more confident, more self-assured, and ready to go tackle the world's problems and maybe kick ass in some of your dreams. If you haven't already, I would love for you to like and subscribe, follow, and maybe leave a review so that other people know how to find this awesome podcast too. If you're wanting to sink your teeth into something even more juicy, my number one best-selling book, Perfectly Imperfect, Your Complete Guide to Loving Yourself and Loving Your Body, is now available on all good bookstore sites, both in print, digital, and I narrated it for Audible as well. If you think that coaching or maybe one of my courses is for you, why not head to www.moreconfidence.com.au and get in touch and see if we can talk. And of course, you can find me all across the social medias. That's Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, YouTube, which is where you're probably listening now, or maybe even here on the podcast platform. Sending you big love and wishing you a beautiful day.